T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
First of all, I want to correct you on something. It's not a bit, okay?
It is a bit.
No, it's not a bit.
Oh, it's a bit.
No.
It's a bit.
For those that don't know, a diehard New York Jet fan named NYJ Matt, you may be familiar with him, maybe you're not, very popular Jet fan on social media, decided to take matters into his own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Mike Williams was visiting the Jets today, he sent a Taylor ham and egg and cheese sandwich.
Otherwise known as a pork roll.
Also known as a pork roll, to the Jets facility, and it got to him. The Jets even confirmed it on social media.
Yes, got it.
Got it. Within hours of that, Mike Williams signs a one-year, $15 million deal to join that wide receiver room. That's not a bit that's called loyalty.
That's not a bit
that's called a fan saying, hey, I want to do what I can to make this happen. As fans, you want to do everything you can. And NYJ Matt did what he could. He wasn't looking for attention. Maybe that's what you would do.
Oh,
that's not what. No, he was trying to get the deal done.
Your
and he got it
sister's
done.
Ass. Now I'm angry. And why now you... I got to really push back. NYJ Matt seems like a great dude, a great Jet fan, a great Jet Twitter guy. Here's the problem, Ev. NYJ Matt tweeted the day before about doing this. He tweeted today 50 times about doing it. So if he didn't do it for attention, we wouldn't have seen 49 tweets from NYJ Matt about this.
You're
and making sure he talked to the New York Post. Which, by the way, go get all the attention you want. I'm an attention whore.
Okay, doesn't this justify all of the things that fans do?
Yes.
Whether it's you putting your socks on one way or having this specific meal or this beer, sitting in this chair, doing XYZ, blah, 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 blah. It's going to help us. Help is my way of helping my team.
Which is cool.
This is his way of helping his team.
It's his way of helping
your
team.
Even if it didn't help, the Jets acknowledged it.
Yeah.
So.
No, and that's why I think it's cool.
And Sean,
I think it's cool for him.
Sean,
it's not why Mike Williams signed.
First of all, two things I want to argue. One thing at a time.
We don't know why Mike Williams signed.
Exactly. We don't know. I'm going to assume it's from the Taylor ham and egg and cheese sandwich.
It could have been banging, dude. It could have been amazing. He just left like, oh, dude, the food here. And this is like the lower tier of what the food is in New Jersey, I'm signing.
Yes.
No, definitely a two-hour-old egg sandwich is definitely
the only way he was going to get that sandwich through Jet security was bringing attention to it. See, everything isn't done just for your own ego and attention. He did it because he knew. He's a smart guy. He knew the only way I could get this through security at Florham Park is I got to make this known to the point where the Jets confirmed, hey, we got this Taylor ham and egg and cheese sandwich
NYJ Matt. It is hard to get over there at One Jets Drive. There's guards. The facility is massive. So you had to, like, make it known.
So he made it known. Mike Williams signs the day the sandwich arrives. Just be real. And just give him credit that Mike Williams signed because we have diehard fans who took actions into their own hands.
And even if you don't want to give him credit, you should give him credit because the effort was worth it.
Yeah, and I gave him credit. I thought it was a cool, but don't tell me it wasn't a bit. It wasn't for attention.
It wasn't a bit. It was being a loyal fan trying to get something done.
If he doesn't,
you think I'm growing my beard for attention or you think I'm doing it out of loyalty to Pete Alonso?
If he doesn't.
Which one?
Attention.
Attention. If he doesn't,
he doesn't need the attention. He's on TV every day from 4 to 6. So
I don't want
it. Is this fair?
3:30 to 5:30 today, but every day. And he's on WFAN every day.
I did it because I'm a loyal fan. NYJ Matt did it because he's a loyal fan.
Yeah.
Stop assuming that we're all doing things.
I think you're missing the point. It doesn't matter if it actually worked. It doesn't matter. His way of trying to support what the Jets are building.
Tiki,
and
NYJ Matt
even if it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We could have heard about this, or we could not have heard about this. But to him, it means something. And that's all we're acknowledging.
That's
and
it.
I think that's great. This is me and NYJ Matt are a lot more alike. This is why I'm speaking NYJ Matt, okay? Bottom line is this. If he's not doing it for attention, it was only about Mike Williams, we won't see a tweet, it's hand the ball to the ref time.
No,
if NYJ Matt isn't, oh, we did it. If we don't get one of those, then you're right. And it wasn't for attention.
That's ridiculous. And second of all, here's why
it was about him
and
attention.
No, doesn't mean anything.
Maybe he's just more focused on the game. Doesn't tweet during games, right? So you're
talking about right now.
He's saying right now he should just never mention it again, which is ridiculous.
Hand the ball to the ref.
Here's why you're not NYJ Matt at all. When's the last time you sent food to a free agent who was visiting the Giants or Yankees mm-hmm. or any team you root for?
You're right.
You've never done it.
Because I have more of a life.
That's the angle we're going to?
It is.
So I'll be honest. So what he just admitted was NYJ Matt.
Doesn't have a life.
No. Oh. No. Is a bigger fan.
Oh, that's exactly what he didn't want to admit it. So instead of admitting
what's his Twitter handle?
Morales. NYJ Matt.
No, Sean.
Oh, at Sean Fatass Liar? I don't know. I'm sorry for the fatass comment.
What's with the name?
What Sean didn't want to do is admit NYJ Matt's a better fan.
Yes.
So instead, he took a shot by saying he has no life. Dude, people do that to me all the time,
too.
It
feels like jealousy, actually.
Yeah, you're jealous of NYJ Matt.
Are you jealous?
Yeah. It feels like jealousy. I'm just saying.
Of what?
Because he's an Uber fan. You're an Uber fan. He goes an extra mile that you're not willing to take.
You're undermining it, convoluting
his reason. Whereas your reason is just the same reason Jet fans put on the same socks or have the same tailgate spot or drink the same beer or comb their hair a certain way because they think that's going to help them win. NYJ Matt, that's all he's doing.
I gave up watching two women get their nipples pierced the night before Super Bowl 42 to get a Giants tattoo on me to show how big a fan I am.
Nice.
So he can take the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese and shove it.
You know what I think this means?
Or eat it.
I think I know what this means.
What's that?
First time ever, we're going to have a fan-off.
Mm.
Evan and Tiki presents a fan-off.
Yeah.
NYJ Matt versus Sean Morash. Who's a bigger fan?
Yes. We'll give you something off.
I got to figure out exactly how we do it. I've got to book NYJ Matt, and we're going to plan it. It's the first ever fan off. We'll see.
Right. So stupid, because I like the guy. Now you're turning me against him. Don't tell me it wasn't.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. Perfect timing, Mike Williams and NYJ Matt. I'm going to give you the best type of breakfast sandwiches in order of 5 through 1. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The BLT. An all-purpose sandwich. Ooh. A breakfast, lunch, and dinner sandwich. Yeah.
Always found the BLT very overrated.
Yeah. It just doesn't... It's not substantive enough.
Yeah.
Oh, if you like mayo, it's great.
Yeah, I don't love mayo, but it's just I feel still hungry after
completely
I eat it.
Agree, T.
Really?
Yeah, completely
agree. Yep. I eat it and I'm like, I need like 4 of those.
Not filling at all.
Okay. Here we go.
Number 4.
The breakfast burrito, of which, by the way, Wendy's has a good one.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the breakfast burrito.
Yes. A little salsa on it. By the way, not technically a sandwich like you, Tiki, you're very passionate about the hot dog thing,
but it depends on how it's made. Because if the edges are like hard, it just ruins it. Like if you bite in.
I mean? A crunchy edge.
Yeah, no, I need it to like just melt.
I'd rather bite
breakfast
into something a little harder.
Melt. That's why eggs like melt. I need something that melts.
All right, here we go.
Minimal.
Number 3.
The pork roll / Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. It's a Jersey classic. And I just want to give Jersey credit for something. It's the one not knockoff of New York. It's something of their own, like the Devils.
Well, New Jersey has a lot of things they do on their own that they should get credit for. Not allowed to pump your own gas.
I'll go back to this.
Jug handle turns. We don't have jug handles. What the hell's a jug handle in any other state?
We have some of those in New York.
And swamps.
It's turning right to turn left so you don't clog up both sides of the highway or the road.
Are you defending
it? Because everybody's trying to turn left.
People just sit and wait, and they don't cut across
like New Yorkers do when someone's coming at you fast. And it's like, I gotta wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You just turn. That's what you do. So in New Jersey, they get rid of that dilemma and make you turn right to turn left.
He likes the jug handle, folks.
Did 13-year-old Virginia Tiki Barber ever envision a world where he was just defensive of New Jersey and their rules?
Never.
All right.
Number two.
I lived in New York for a decade.
Sausage, egg, and cheese. But the sausage has to be a circular flat pat. I don't need the sticks.
Mm. If I'm given the choice between sausage, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit from McDonald's.
Or ham, egg, and cheese. To me, it's not even close. It's bacon.
Yeah.
It's got to be bacon.
Right? Here we
bacon.
Go.
It's got to be bacon.
Number one.
Thanks for understanding the bit. Number one is the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Well, you got it right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Traditionally best served on an everything bagel, but cowards have rolls.
Flagel.
Yeah.
Good too. I agree. I'm with you on the flagels.
I think I'll go wrap. I think the wrap knows how to do it too. Mm. You know what I like about the wrap?
Not the worst.
You have the wrap, and then halfway through, everything falls out. And then you just do it like it's a platter. So you get a little bit of both
no,
worlds.
No, but that, you don't want a platter.
Car? Yeah, what if you're in the car?
Well, I mean, that's a whole different story.
Just hold it in your hand and like eat it like a dog eats out of your hand.
Look at that.
You guys put a lot of thought into this. All right, congrats, MYJ Matt, on your pork roll attention.
Sean Morris, Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. Hey, if you're just tuning in, the New York Jets have continued to improve this roster. I said the other day, they go out and enter this wide receiver room. They may have a chance to have the most complete roster in the NFL, which scares me to even say. Mm. Like, that frightens me to even utter something like
yeah,
that.
They're definitely going for it.
But it's true. Like, I'm not making something up. Like, they have improved their offensive line in a great way, and details have come out about how they got this deal done with Tyron Smith and how they were able to convince him to sign and what they actually gave him. And what they gave him is amazing. Like, basically, Tyron Smith has to play an awful lot to make money.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect world situation. Like, the biggest concern about Tyron Smith is, can he play? Will he play? He's missed time over the last couple of years. So the Jets got him to sign the ultimate contract.
Yeah, this
which
deal.
Is, yeah. If you play,
it's awesome contract.
You'll make money. If you don't play, you don't make a lot of money. So I don't know if Joe Douglas is, like, good or just got lucky. Because sometimes you need to be aggressive. I don't think he was even that aggressive with Tyron Smith. He just got him to agree to this great team-friendly kind of contract, probably because Tyron Smith wanted ham, egg, and cheese from NYJ, Matt.
Yeah.
And a chance to protect Aaron Rodgers.
What's the top end of the deal?
$20 million.
$20 million. Yeah.
So the way it works is if he plays 38% of offensive snaps, he gets $750,000.
Extra.
Extra.
This is
on top of what he's already making.
6.5.
If he gets to 44% of snaps, it's $1.75 million. If he plays 50% of snaps, $2.75 million. 56, $3.75 million. Keeps going all the way up to where if he gets 98% of offensive snaps, that's a $6.25 million
right,
bonus.
Right, but there's two tiers. So if you play 68% of the snaps, he's at 5.7. That's guaranteed. And then it starts again.
Right.
If he plays 74% of the snaps, it's 1.25 on top of the 5.27.
So if he hits both top bonuses, he would get $12 million.
Yes.
Just extra from playing.
Yes.
So they add Tyron Smith.
It's a perfect structure for a guy who's had injury issues.
Perfect structure for the Jets.
Well, it is because I don't know how that'll be calculated as likely to be earned or unlikely to be earned. Likely to be earned goes against the cap. Unlikely does not. So I don't know how it's going to be calculated.
I read about it this morning and I'm trying to remember.
Right.
I think it's like
either,
cap.
Either it's, way, it's friendly for the cap.
Right.
Because it's not hitting the cap right now.
It also protects the Jets. If Tyron Smith isn't healthy and it's a disaster, hey, that does suck for the offensive line and Aaron Rodgers, but they're not stuck paying him a lot of money. So the next thing they needed to address was this offensive room, specifically the wide receiver room, because after Garrett Wilson, they have nothing. They just don't. I mean, Brownlee, like, he's got a lot to prove. Gibson, he's got a lot to prove.
Yep.
Alan Lazard, it feels like he's one door or one foot out the door that the Jets are going to look to deal him. So to me, they needed to add two receivers. They've added one veteran in Mike Williams. Now we'll see if they keep looking at free agency or do they view the draft as the way to add another wide receiver into this room.
Yeah.
Because this is such a deep wide receiver draft.
And the draft presents opportunities, and I keep seeing the mock with Brock Bowers.
Now, how appealing is that?
I mean, if he is the next, say, Kelsey or whoever, one of those high-end tight ends.
Yes.
It's so worth it.
Talk dirty to me.
Just say it. It's so worth it. And even from his freshman year, you knew that he could have come out after his freshman year at Georgia.
Yeah.
And he would have been the first tight end taken. And so he's had 3 years at Georgia, national championship. He got hurt, and he missed a lot of time last year. But I think he had that, like, rope tie surgery on his fibula or whatever one of those things he broke. But he came back and played at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so he's tough as hell. He loves playing football, and he could be one of the best tight ends that we've seen coming out of the draft.
I am so scared about how good I'm feeling right now. Like, this scares me how good I feel. Like, I feel so freaking good about this team. I know Mike Williams had the torn ACL. He missed a lot of last year. He's got an injury history. But on a one-year deal, oh, my God. Well, what? Are you going to try to ruin my good mood?
Go ahead. Just wondering, who you think plays in less games? Is it going to be Matt Williams or is it going to be Tyron Smith?
His name is Mike Williams, number
That's
one.
That's right.
You don't know anybody's name. You called Tyron Smith Tyrone Smith. It's Tyron Smith. And now it's Matt Williams, the former Giants third baseman.
We had this conversation yesterday, Sean. It's fewer games.
Yeah.
So you can't even get your grammar right.
Who plays in fewer games, Evan?
So you're trying to troll us right now on an offseason that so far, admit it, Mr. Football, Jets have had a good offseason.
However, Evan, what is the underlying theme?
However.
You just, every Jet signing, it feels like, has started with this. I know he's got an injury history, but when you start adding up those, it starts to become a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. The Jets, on paper, if everybody is healthy, this is a great offseason, you should be excited. However, they have way more question marks than the New York Yankees, who you basically should be careful.
In fairness, in the NFL, let's keep sport the sport here. We'll get to the Yankees actually in a few minutes, especially the latest on DJ LeMahieu. Who is reliably healthy in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your team doesn't have guys who are reliably healthy. And I'm not trying to make this Jets-Giants at all. I'm
not
just reminding you that in the NFL today, probably Tiki or Bad Tiki, it's because players are soft, right? Is that what you want to say? I would never say that, by the way. Bad Tiki says that often. So
he's probably right.
To kind of pin a hole in it by saying, hey, he's not healthy. Well, yeah, well, most guys aren't healthy in the NFL. It's a violent sport, dude. And if you're going to get guys on one-year deals that are cap-friendly, usually there's a reason why they're available.
I agree.
So two things can be true. Yeah, there are injury concerns, but this has been a really good week for Joe Douglas.
Who should be more concerned? Knicks fans right now or Jet fans on their injury concerns?
Well, Knicks fans, because they can't win a title. You know that.
So why do you have to be a jerk the other direction? I don't understand that.
What does that mean?
Like Mr. Sensitive and you get on Sean because he takes dumps on the Jets all the time, and then you got to project your dumps on the Knicks. Stop it. Be better than that.
Well, first of all, when the Jets won week one and won a dramatic game against the Buffalo Bills and lost Aaron Rodgers, which was devastating.
Yes.
I came on the radio at 2:00 with Tiki and I showed the emotion of how difficult it was losing Aaron Rodgers, but also said, man, that was a great win. And you two guys said to me, the season's over. It's done. Pack up the bags. And now you're sensitive about me saying, hey, you know, OG Anunoby and Julius Randle are hurt. Like, hypocrite much or no?
No, not really, because we expected to drink your and Joe's tears that day because we should have got an epic rant about Aaron Rodgers getting hurt in four friggin' plays. It said you two skipped around over a dopey win against the Bills. That's part of it, and you can't see the comedy in this guy going down after four plays.
Comedy?
It's ridiculous.
Comedy?
Yes, and it's jet-like, it's jet-esque. You had this Hall of Fame quarterback, and he got hurt in four plays, and you're sitting there, and the Bills gave the game away.
Watch
you
this.
Couldn't see that.
This is really going to hurt him more. Who has a better chance to have a parade this year for a championship? The New York Knicks or the New York Jets?
The Knicks.
Oh, come on.
Are you
crazy?
You know how
you
this is.
Got to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, Ev.
And they have to beat the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks.
They have seven games to do it.
And the Denver Nuggets.
You know what's going to be so great this year, this realization that you're going to get as a Jet fan? You're going to realize that Aaron Rodgers isn't good anymore.
Put the poll up. I want you to do it, Lugie.
You want me to put the poll up?
I want you to put the poll
this
up.
This season,
you.
Knicks, Jets.
Who has a better chance at winning a championship this season, Knicks or Jets? I want you to put the poll up.
All right.
I'll retweet it. Tiki Barber will actually unlock his social media account. He will retweet it as well. Because I don't want any advantage. Okay? You're a Giant fan, you're a Knick fan. I want it on your turf.
Okay.
I want to give that to
you. So from my Twitter account,
from
at Tommy
your
Lugauer.
Social media account, Tommy, don't give me a smile.
Lugauer at Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah, whatever that name is, I want you to, and don't screw around with how you word it. Okay, be fair.
Oh, coming from you, that's rich.
I've never worded anything incorrectly.
No, but you've openly politicked when we've had these polls out there to sort of skew it into your direction.
Politicking?
Yeah. I will not do that. I know it's an election year. I will not do that.
Be fair.
But it's the Knicks.
Who do you think is going to win this poll, Tiki?
It's going to be the Knicks.
What?
If you like America, you'll vote for them. Yeah.
You can't say that. I'm the one with the red, white, and blue beard right now.
I think people still need to see Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. And we don't need to see Julius Randle show up in the playoffs. Okay.
But people assume that he's going to.
Why would they assume that?
I don't know.
What is a better chance to happen? Julius showing up in the playoffs or Aaron Rodgers playing football?
All year?
Yeah. Really?
That's a tough one, man. I mean, because you're saying just show up? Like, just show up in the playoffs, Julius Randle?
Like, be good in the postseason, something he's not been. You mean, so not only get healthy, but actually be, like, good at it.
Be regular season Randle in the postseason.
That's right. It's not that complicated, Tiki. Just answer the damn question.
Or Aaron Rodgers playing a whole season?
Yes.
Probably Aaron Rodgers played a whole season.
The real person to ask this is Sean, since he hates both teams almost equally. What is a better chance of happening?
It's actually a hard one.
It is a hard one, because the answer is neither, but of course you have to pick one.
No, don't give me that neither crap. That's not nice.
The Jets.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, good to know. We'll come back and get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. Also, right at 5:30, we'll hear a random home run call from John Sterling as we creep closer to opening day. And how badly would the Yankees be affected if they're missing DJ LeMahieu for an extended period of time? We'll explore it coming up. We are 9 days away from opening day. Thank God. I'm done with spring training. I'm over it. Though I will probably watch the Met game tonight on SNY because the lineup they're putting out there tonight is at least closely resembling their opening day lineup.
Isn't it exactly?
No, it won't, because Carlos Mendoza was asked about Jeff McNeil hitting cleanup. Mendoza said, don't read too closely into it.
Oh.
We're just trying to get him at-bats. So you want to get him as many at-bats as possible. Yeah. So
you're just waiting for that to be filled by J.D. Martinez.
Yes, that's my hope. My hope is that. I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case. If everything is internal, to me, the cleanup hitter for the New York Mets should be Francisco Alvarez. I would go Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Alvarez, McNeil, Marte, Beatty, Vientos, and Bader. That's how I'd line it up. Now, ideally, J.D. Martinez is signed, and then we're talking about something slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, J.D., mm-hmm. Alvarez, McNeil, Marte, Beatty, and Bader. You hear how different that lineup sounds, right, by the way?
Vientos is just situational.
He'll get a chance to play third base. Right, we'll see how Brett Beatty does.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still get his at-bats, but do you hear how different that lineup
is? It's funny, because when we talk about this, it's not going to happen, first of all, because it feels like Scott Boras is doing nothing but taking L's this offseason, at least with the weight guys.
Yeah, but if he's going to take an L, wouldn't that lead to the Mets finding the price to be more doable?
Yes, but the thing that bothers me about it, not bothers me, because I don't know if I care that much, but when I think about it, like, why are the Mets willing to go pay some exorbitant number for a one-year opt-out deal for a guy that, I don't know, that is he part of the future?
No, he's not, but it helps you win now.
But
it doesn't hurt the future.
But they're evaluating right now.
You can
do
both.
I know they want to win, and they want to make the postseason, but they're evaluating right now.
You can do both, Tiki.
I know, but are you going to go pay 110% for that?
Well, the money question is really, really difficult.
But the money has to clown. Yes, it is. That's my problem with it.
It's difficult because, like, for example, Blake Snell is no longer in the Yankee fan lexicon because last night the San Francisco Giants signed Blake Snell to a 2-year contract, $62 million with an opt-out.
Right. And what was the thought was the Yankees wouldn't go over 30?
I think the Yankees, I don't know how serious the Yankees were recently. I think they made an offer for Blake Snell before they signed Marcus Stroman, but I don't know if they've made an offer since. But, and look, the Yankees were going to have to give up picks too. It's like signing Blake Snell would cost picks. By the way, goodbye SNY. So
the decision on Snell is different. It's not just money. It involves draft picks. It involves international bonus money.
But, JD, it's all money.
It's all money. But I want to stick to the money for a second because I want to explain why this is so complicated to you.
Go ahead.
Because you're a businessman, and I respect that. And so you're thinking from a business perspective, how could you pay Blake Snell $70 million?
Yes.
And when you say it that way, I say, sure, that seems like a lot. That's way too much money. If the Mets pay J.D. Martinez $20 million a year because of the tax, it's really $42 million.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult to explain to Yankee fans and Met fans why a billionaire shouldn't spend more money on their roster.
Right.
This is not the NFL. There is no salary cap.
Well,
this is a luxury tax. So the only negative to JD, it's a little different with Snell, is money. So trying to explain to Met fans and Yankee fans about why a billionaire doesn't want to spend more millions of dollars is a tough sell. We know what Hal is worth. We know what Steve Cohen is worth. And I know it's not right to count someone else's money, but it makes it difficult to tell us that's too much money.
Yeah. Well, I think for the Yankees, it's a different proposition than it is for the Mets. And for the Yankees, the reason, and this has been given, but it's also logical. The teams like Baltimore, at least prior to being owned by a billionaire, or the Tampa Bay Rays, they weren't spending money, yet they were still right there on par with you. And so by being so far in a luxury tax, in effect, you're helping them. But in the National League East, it's not, the calculus isn't the same.
You just can't think about it that way.
Well, I know, but the calculus, it's not the same because Atlanta, like Philly, they're going to spend some money. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're spending nothing. Not like they're doing it with prospects and, I don't know, 1 year signings like the Rays have been doing. And so it's a little bit different in the National League East than it is in the AL League.
But do you really believe that was the reason, or do you think that's an excuse the Yankees like to give out?
I think it's an excuse, but it makes sense to me. Like, I can understand why they would say it.
Why give money to our competition?
Right. Why give money to my immediate competition? It's one thing if you're talking about the Diamondbacks or some team like that, but it's different when it's right in your division.
Right.
So, but I still come back to where I think the Mets are. Can they make the postseason and make a run like Arizona last year? Sure, of course. Anything can happen.
Very condescending.
But no, I'm not even trying to be. I'm just saying it because this is like, it's like, okay, whatever. I feel like David Stearns wants to evaluate what he has. And so why go spend money and pay a luxury tax when you're just evaluating? Like, if that evaluation, because they are good players.
Because they're trying to do both. I take the Mets at their word. They're trying to evaluate their young players. They're trying to win. They both have said they want to make the playoffs. Stearns and Cohen have said playoffs are the bar.
So which one comes first?
Which one comes first?
Evaluating or winning or playoffs?
If the Mets,
they're going to win, but who knows what the number is. But so evaluating or playoffs.
I'm not choosing between. I can do both.
But you have to because eventually you're going to have to decide whether or not. Well, if playoffs are first, guess what? We're going to spend.
We're
going to go into the luxury
tax. They sign Harrison Bader? Harrison Bader's not a part of the future because they knew, hey, he improves our roster. He's a better defensive player. It's only a one-year deal. And you sign Harrison Bader.
It's a cheap one-year deal.
No, it's still $14 million or whatever it is, $13 million.
It's not $30.
But that, again, comes back to the money. Anyhow, it's 5:30. You know what that means? It's time for our random John Sterling home run call of the day.
You guys had a bet whether or not he remembered, didn't you?
Not only, it was just perfect that he remembered. I think for a brief second, Tommy didn't.
I always remember. What are you talking about? When have I ever forgotten?
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
2-0 to Solarte.
Solarte.
And there it goes to deep right. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Yan Hervis Solarte lines one high and deep into the lower deck and right. Never nervous, Yan Hervis. Solarte. Whoa. He hits his third home run of the year. The Yankees trail 11-6.
The real question is, with third base unfortunately probably being available on opening day, if Jorvit Vivas is the starting third baseman and he hits a home run on opening day.
Yeah, he won't be because they just sent him down.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I missed that. No, my bad. I apologize.
Look at you. Kiki Barber pays more attention to the Mets chat than Evan Roberts.
Wait, that was in the Mets chat?
I think so.
Are you sure about that?
It happened yesterday.
Oh, I missed. Oh, 24 hours, no excuse.
And I think it happened during the show.
Maybe it did. Maybe that's why he missed it.
Damn it. I guess I was just hoping to see what your Vivas.
No, it happened when I was in the car. Because I remember
right
the only reason I paid attention to it is because we were just talking about this dude.
Oh, it happened. So we got the text chat while we were driving home?
or you were doing your book, maybe. Bottom line is this, Tiki is well prepared for a fantasy baseball draft. You're not.
Bad job by me.
Damn it. Well, the DJ LeMahieu thing does have some levels of concern because, of course, it's the foot where he's had the pre-existing injury.
But that's a toe injury. And I kind of know what it is.
And this is a bone bruise, right?
This is a bone bruise, like on top of it. So, I mean, the problem with your feet is that there's not a ton of blood flow. So when you get an injury to it, it doesn't really heal fast. But a bone, like the bunion, whatever toe issue that I think he was having, I've had that, and it's a pain in the butt. Mm. And eventually, you just kind of get used to it. Like your gait changes a little bit, but nothing that's terminal. It's just a matter of dealing with the pain. A bone bruise, however, you know, could be a fracture if the bone is weakened enough. So you don't want to mess with it. Like you don't want to put extra weight on your foot if you're dealing with something that could become much worse than it originally was deemed to be. It's just bad. It's just bad luck.
My assumption though is because the only guy on their roster, barring they make another move, that could play third base is Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah.
Like, tell me if I'm wrong on this. Like, I'm thinking about their 40 man. They don't have anyone else that plays third base.
No, he's the guy, which is, I'm going to come back to it. They're making a move before.
I agree with, or DJ's fine. Well, that's the other possibility, that maybe they don't look at this as a major thing.
Yeah, that's what makes it tight, because like you got to kind of find out in the next couple of days.
Opening day's in the weather report, Teak. We're that many days away.
That's right. How close we are.
But you need to make a determination in the next couple of days. Hey, DJ, you cool or not?
You know what? Ever since, I feel like a jinx, ever since a couple of weeks ago I said to you, I always write down my MLB predictions. And I'm leaning towards picking the Yankees to win 103 games but lose in the ALCS. I made that comment to you.
Okay.
Ever since I said that, it feels like the Yankees have just been riddled by injuries. And it's made me question, like, do I stick with that gut feeling? Because injuries could be fleeting. I mean, Aaron Judge could be ready for opening day. DJ LeMahieu may be ready for opening day. We know about Garrett Cole, but he also may be back in May or June. We don't know. How much does that really change what I thought about this team? And then I started thinking, like, why do I think the Yankees are winning 103 games? And I want to give you one small part of it, because it's complicated. There's a lot of reasons why I think they're going to be really good this year. But one of the reasons I had was DJ LeMahieu. And I'll tell you why.
Like a rebound.
Yes, but I want to give you evidence on why I expect a rebound. I'm not just pulling it out of my ass. I've got a reason. DJ LeMahieu was La Machine in 2019. Mm-hmm. He was the machine in 2020. And then, unfortunately, in the latter half of 2021, he got hurt. 2022, same thing. Injury-riddled season. In the second half of last year, we finally saw it again. We saw La Machine. But here's the problem. The Yankees sucked. And we weren't really paying that close attention to it because, A, the Yankees weren't winning, and the Yankees were essentially not in a pennant race. But DJ LeMahieu, in the second half of last year, showed us signs that he was coming back.
Yeah.
And if he is 75% of what he was when he was that machine in 19 or 20, that's the leadoff hitter they need to go along with a vastly improved lineup, because Juan Soto is replacing the lack of production they got out of a corner outfield spot last year. To go along with Anthony Rizzo, who I think will bounce back after his concussion issues. That goes with Gleyber Torres, who's in a contract year. That goes with Alex Verdugo, who, while not a superstar, is significantly better than, again, the offensive production they got last year. That's where I came to this. Hey, the Yankees are going to score a crap load of runs.
Well, the challenge with putting DJ into such a prominent role for the Yankees is he's 35 years old.
I understand.
And so I'm not saying he's more injury prone. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying he's 35 years old. And at some point, I remember you used to saying this in the NFL, and it was more prominent in the NFL than it is in other sports. At some point, you just can't do it anymore.
Right.
Like, you just, walk off a cliff, and the guy who was really good just isn't good anymore. Baseball, it's a little bit slower. Basketball, even more so, but you become more of a role player. But, like, you just don't know. Like, when that moment happens.
But Tiki.
When health is just continually, like, the hamstring. And I mean that literally for Giancarlo Stanton, but, like, just figuratively. It becomes the hamstring of why you can't get back to what you were in 1920.
Okay, but two things.
Over 320 or 350,
but
whatever
two
it was.
Things about DJ LeMahieu. Number one, this injury is off a foul ball. So it's not a, hey, I'm breaking down.
Yes.
And number two,
right.
Go into this rabbit hole, Yankee fans. Second half of the year, he was good. Now,
true.
Again, he wasn't fully what he was in 2020 or 2019, but he had an 800 OPS. He was a productive baseball player. And if you got that right now out of DJ LeMahieu, you know what his on-base percentage was in the second half of the year last year?
I don't.
It was 380.
Yeah.
Is that good? For a leadoff hitter ahead of Soto and Judge? Look, yes. Andy, so I'm basing it on, I saw it.
Yeah, Evan, look, when DJ LeMahieu is DJ LeMahieu, he's George Brett. And when George Brett is George Brett, he's Mike Schmidt. The problem is DJ LeMahieu is not DJ LeMahieu enough, and that foul ball off the foot, while freakish, I mean, does anybody expect DJ LeMahieu to not have some sort of other ailment come up at some point this year? So this is just the beginning. I want to believe in DJ, and I'm sure when he's hot, he'll be hot. But you can't count on this.
You're willing to kind of backstop with Oswaldo?
Nah, they gotta do better than
no,
that.
No, they gotta make a move.
So
to
that's where you where your belief you that they're gonna make a move comes
this
from.
This won't be it for DJ LeMahieu.
Well, I think the other problem is, and we kind of glossed over it when it happened, but Oswald Peraza got hurt, and Oswald Peraza needed an opportunity. This would have given him an opportunity. If DJ LeMahieu's out for any extended period of time, I'd be saying I'd rather see Peraza than Cabrera. So, unfortunately for Oswald Peraza, that injury hurt his chances. Look, I saw something in the second half from DJ LeMahieu that gives me that shred of hope and belief that he's not done yet. And that's where a part of this belief in the Yankee offense comes from, that I do expect bounce back years. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Yankee fan. Clearly, I'm not. I'm not saying that to be a hater. I'm saying that because I'm giving you IBO, independent baseball observations. And Tiki loves numbers. That's why you're falling in love with baseball. You can't deny what I'm saying about DJ in the second half. He's productive.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
And it wasn't noticed. That's all. Hopefully he's okay. If he's not okay, I think the Yankees, I think Sean nailed it yesterday. I think they probably add a third baseman. Maybe it's calling Josh Donaldson and saying what up.
Stop it. Do not troll.
No. That was a troll.
That was absolute and ridiculously insulting
troll. Wow, geez, you don't have to go back for me.
So mean to
us. Like I said the worst thing possible.
So weird. You did.
Let's go to Mike in River Edge. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Evan? What's up, PQ?
All's good, man.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just got to go back really quick to the point that you guys made about like the Knicks and Jets and have a better chance. And listen, Evan, I love you as a sports guy, but if you're telling me, and I'm, like I said, love the Knicks, love the Jets, if you're telling me that the Jets have a better chance, you have not been watching Knicks basketball.
Let's go Knicks.
You know,
come on, man. I watch the Knicks, Evan, but championship? Evan, you beating Boston? All right, you beating
Denver?
Ask
you a question.
Come on, man.
The Knicks, never mind just Jalen Brunson. Okay. Are they not the most complete team, arguably, in the East right now?
When they're healthy, maybe you can make that argument, but they're not healthy and there's no confidence they're going to be healthy.
I say that, but you know what? If this was a couple years ago, you look at a game like last night on the West Coast, the Knicks would have lost by 20.
I understand.
They went into that building
It's a great win, but don't you think jumping from, hey, this is a good team that can go on a run, to championship is extreme? Let's break this tie. I've got two ways to break this little debate we're having on who will win a championship, the Jets or the Knicks, or who has a better chance to win one. Number one, Tommy Lugauer put out a poll. And I assume that the people will be on my... Oh, crap.
No, don't start politicking here.
They are not on my side. Which team is more likely to win a championship? The Knicks at 63%, Jets at 37%.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, now let me go to my second metric. This is a good one. Forget people on Twitter or forget me and you who have our biases. I'm going to go to FanDuel, and I'm going to look at the championship odds. Like, what are the odds of the Knicks winning a title? What are the odds of the Jets winning the title?
What the hell does Vegas know?
What do they know? They know a lot.
I know. I'm joking.
You want me to tell you the answer? Let me pull it up right now.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. The New York Knicks odds of winning the NBA title are 34-1. 34-1. Okay. 34-1. We're all good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jets odds of winning a title are?
Oh, wow.
Wow. 30-1.
Close.
I win.
Barely.
I win.
Barely.
I win. Barely. No, you know what that proves, though? In all seriousness, if we're going to be fair and have a fair discussion, it's a lot closer. It's closer than maybe we both want to admit. Than maybe as much as Luke wants to admit or I want to admit as a Jet fan. Vegas is telling you, hey, we kind of look at both teams with similar odds. Here's why, though, I disagree. I believe there are three teams on your roadmap to a championship that you specifically have to get past? And I'd be surprised if you don't have to go through these three teams. Are you ready? The Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, and the Denver Nuggets. My roadmap is what? The fraud Dolphins? The Ravens? It's really the Chiefs. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Just the basically soon to be the greatest quarterback that ever lived and Andy Reid. That's it? And
dynasty?
Travis Kelce?
That's it. That's not the angle, Lou Gehrig. With all due respect, I see what you're doing, Evan. You are in no position as a Jet fan to be calling any other team, by the way, that's made the playoffs in recent memory, a fraud team. Are the Jets not a fraud team? We haven't even seen them.
They've got to prove it. They haven't been above 500 in a long time.
How could you call the Dolphins frauds and then say, that's all we got to get through, these fraud Dolphins?
Well, do you think
what are we talking about?
All right, Sean, what has a better chance of happening? The Jets beating the Dolphins in the playoffs or the Knicks beating the Celtics at a best of seven series? I'll hang up and take your answer off air. Thank you.
It's the Jets beating the Dolphins in the playoffs.
So then what are you arguing?
You know what? Because neither is going to happen, but you asked me what the better chance
is. No, don't do that. See, even Loogie is going to be on my side with that. We don't need your neither's going to happen.
Well, but okay, but so you don't need reality.
No, because you're probably right that neither's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We get it that the Knicks and the Jets are longer shots than the favorites. I'll put it that way. Right. I want to be fair.
You're torpedoing just the exercise.
But don't torpedo the exercise.
Right.
That's right, Tiggy.
Right, no,
by
no,
saying,
I'll
well, neither's
around.
Going to
no,
happen.
No, I'll flip
We're
it
arguing
around.
On which has a better chance
I'll
of happening.
Around. Was the Knicks Celtics the or Knicks Bucks the one you used?
I think you got to go through both.
Okay, let's just pick one.
Celtics.
Okay, what has a better chance of happening? The Knicks beating the Celtics one game in the playoffs or the Jets beating the Dolphins four times out of a best of seven series?
Well, that's a part of the discussion. I mean, I'm not...
It's because of the sport. That's right.
When did I say that wasn't the case?
I'm just... Okay, so if that's it, then the answer is always going to be the football team.
Not always.
I think in that example, it would be the football. It would be the Jets.
Thank you, but here's why you're wrong. I'll prove why it's not always football. We all know the Knicks have a better chance of winning than the Giants. No one's going to argue that.
I would disagree.
Oh, come on.
I would disagree.
Tiki.
The Super Bowl?
NBA Finals? With a non-healthy Randle and Ananobi? Yes, the Giants have a better chance.
The New York Giants are 100-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Knicks are 34-1, just so we have the odds. Now, go ahead. Have your argument, Giant fans.
You're asking the Knicks to win more games than the Giants would have to in that playoff run. A lot more. Four times as much.
Tiki, this is embarrassing.
Sean, come on, bro. As a Giant fan myself and a Knick fan, the Giants have no shot at winning.
Until Daniel Jones looks like Daniel Jones of 2022, I can't even fake it. Like, they need quarterback, really good quarterback play.
And one thing we learned about...
I think the roster's getting better. I really do.
We learned about Tiki yesterday. He does fake it every once in a while. When need be.
I do not. I just asked that you should in order to get off your...
Excuse me?
Significant other,
gotcha.
And you want to watch a game.
But jeez, what an explanation.
Not if there's a brawl.
Yeah, if you missed it yesterday, a guy called in and said that he was having relations with his wife during the brawl of 1998 between the Yankees and Orioles, and he quickly pushed her aside to watch the rest of it. That is his story. It's certainly not mine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.